Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Habang nagsisimula ang tax time sa Australia, muling pinaalalahanan ng Australian Taxation Office o ATO ang mga manggagawa na maging maingat sa paghahain ng kanilang tax return. Ayon sa ahensya, kabilang sa mga karaniwang pagkakamali ang maling pag-claim ng mga personal na gastusin bilang work-related deductions, gayon din ang kakulangan ng sapat na records bilang patunay ng mga claim. Ngayong tax time, inaasahang milyon-milyong Australiano ang magsusumite ng kanilang income tax return. Ngunit ayon sa ATO, may ilang paulit-ulit na pagkakamali na nagiging dahilan ng pagkaantala sa pagproseso ng return o maging ng karagdagang pagsusuri sa mga claim.
We have a lot of information available to us, so we get a lot of data provided that we can match against. We also have a look to see whether based on the type of job that you're doing or the industry that you're in, whether or not the claims look a little bit odd. And in those instances, we're likely to just reach out and ask for a little bit of information. If you're doing your tax return yourself and you're using any of our online services, there can also be some helpful prompts that you receive as you prepare your tax return, just to give you some insights and advice as you go that might make you second check a few things to ensure that you get it right the first time. Our focus is always to try and work with taxpayers in the first instance so that they get it right. We sort of reserve penalties or any other consequences for those more deliberate occasions where people might be putting things in knowing that they're incorrect. In most instances, if it's a genuine mistake, we'll work with you to make sure that you get it right in your tax return.
Ayon sa ATO, hindi lahat ng gastusin ay maaaring i-claim bilang tax deduction. Kailangan umanong direktang may kaugnayan ang isang gastusin sa pagkita ng kita o sa trabaho ng isang empleyado. Pinaalalahanan din ng ahensya ang publiko na gumagamit na ito ng data matching technology at artificial intelligence upang matukoy ang mga hindi tugma o kahinahinalang impormasyon sa tax returns.
Yung sa pag-file ng income tax, actually wala talaga ako idea. So nagtatanong-tanong pa rin ako kung paano mag-file ng ikaw lang kasi pagka nag-hire ka ng accountant, parang malaki yung bayad.
Isa sa mga madalas na tanong ng mga manggagawa ay tungkol sa work-from-home deductions. Mula nang mas maraming empleyado ang nagtatrabaho mula sa bahay, naging mahalagang maunawaan kung anong mga gastusin ang maaaring i-claim at kung ano-ano ang mga kinakailangang dokumento bilang patunay.
Three things to keep in mind. In order to claim working from home deductions, the first thing to note is that you need to be working from home to fulfill your employment duties. So that doesn't include carrying out minimal tasks, for example, checking a few emails or taking a couple of phone calls. So you genuinely need to be working from home. You also need to have incurred some additional expenses. So you have to pay more for things as a result of working from home. That includes things like perhaps your internet bill has increased or you're using your mobile phone or your own home phone a little bit more because you're working from home. The fact that you need to pay more because you're working from home, that's a good thing to look out for in terms of whether or not you can claim working from home deductions. And of course, you need the records to show that you have had to pay more, that you've had more expenses from working from home. If you're eligible to claim working from home deductions, there's two ways that you can calculate the deduction, and that's the fixed rate method or the actual cost method. The easiest way, and it really helps cut through the complexity if you're using things for personal and home use, is to use the fixed rate method. And essentially, that just allows you to claim 70 cents for every hour that you work from home, and that covers all your additional expenses, including your internet, mobile bills, electricity, gas, those sorts of things that can be a little bit tricky to apportion between your home and work use. You just need to remember that you can't then claim those running expenses anywhere else in your tax return, so you can't do any double dipping in terms of those expenses. And of course, if you don't use the fixed rate method, you can use the actual cost method, But you do need to be aware that there's some additional record keeping requirements that are needed if you use that.
Binibigyang diin ng ATO na mahalagang magtago ng mga resibo, talaan ng oras ng pagtatrabaho mula sa bahay, at iba pang records na magpapatunay na ang mga claim ay may kaugnayan sa trabaho. Hindi rin maaaring i-claim ang bahagi ng mga gastusing personal ang gamit o hindi direktang konektado sa trabaho.
Puno-una, wala po talaga akong idea, clueless po talaga kung ano yan. And then, nababasa ko lang po sa mga Facebook group, sa mga grupo ng mga Filipino nandito sa Australia, na they're saying na yung mga binibili niyong gamit, and save niyo yung resibo kasi baka ma-tax refund. Tapos yun po, inaaralan ko siya, nagtanong po ako dito sa tinitirahan kong bahay. And they told me na meron nga daw pong mga agencies na nag-a-assist daw po sa ganyan.
Bukod sa maling pag-claim, nagbabala rin ang ATO laban sa mga tax scam na karaniwang tumataas tuwing tax time. Kabilang dito ang mga pekeng email, text message at tawag na nagpapanggap na mula sa ATO upang makakuha ng personal o pinansyal na impormasyon.
Key messages, make sure you're checking where you're getting your information from. There is a lot of misinformation out there, so checking it through a verified source is one of our key areas of focus this year. As I said at the start, check, and just with a little bit more time and effort, you can often save yourself a lot of time and effort later if you have to redo or correct anything later on.
Paalala ng ATO, tiyaking sa mga opisyal at mapagkakatiwala ang source lamang kumuha ng impormasyon tungkol sa tax return, at huwag basta-bastang magbahagi ng personal na detalye sa mga kahinahinalang mensahe o tawag. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon tungkol sa tax time, maaaring bisitahin ang website ng ATO. Ako si Vanessa Bragas para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.